I think the power of alternatives lies within the things that people are doing at a local level and at grassroots level and at social movements level. So what you see around the world is a number of different social movements arising to try and develop their own alternatives to corporate globalization, and that includes farmers networks in rural communities. It involves what's things like transition towns in the UK and elsewhere, which are people trying to reclaim their control over their communities. And I think that's where the real power and energy lies in terms of creating an alternative future to corporate globalization.